It is the great survivor in an ancient Norwich street, once a beating heart of rough-and-tumble city centre life, which has been knocked to pieces over the years. We're talking about Burr Street, where there were once more than 40 courts and yards, shops, factories, schools and pubs, where hundreds of people lived, worked and played. It is one of our oldest streets, with a long and colourful history, where some of our greatest characters came from. Sidney Day, awarded the VC in the First World War, the Italian ice cream sellers and famous Black Anna from the Jolly Butchers. Mind you, it was a tough place. Many people survived in slums, and it was also known as Blood and Guts Street because of the slaughterhouses and butchers, and on a Saturday the animals would be driven along the street from the market. Few places from those days remain, but there is one, a former co-op, which is now Martin's Hi-Fi, a magical and welcoming music shop with an upstairs which resembles an Art Deco cinema. It opened in 1968 and is now celebrating its golden anniversary. How times have changed, but Martin's has moved with the times, and their story illustrates how there is still a place for smaller shops in 21st century Norwich. It was 50 years ago when brothers Mike and Ted Martin left the forces. Mike had been in the Royal Air Force, his father had served in the RAF, and Ted had been in the Royal Navy. They had always hoped to run a business together, and when the chance came to buy a shop selling government surplus called Mick Helps in Burr Street, they jumped at it. To begin with, they carried on selling all kinds of stuff and various electronic components, until one day a student walked in and asked, "Do you sell hi-fi?" Well, they did, but only in self-assembly kit form. The brothers got their soldering iron out, and within minutes a fully assembled system was ready to listen to. From the moment records hit the deck, the Beatles were in the room with them, George on the left, Paul on the right, John in the middle and Ringo on the roof. This was stereo. The student was so impressed he parted with £60. He must have been a rather rich scholar, because that was equal to the average weekly shop takings of the time. The Martin boys decided that selling top quality hi-fi was the future. In Norwich of the 1970s, if you wanted the latest gear to listen to your records on, then Martin's was the place to go. Pink Floyd on mono? Not the same, was it? You needed Wharfdale speakers, Trio amps, Gerard turntables, and the Martin brothers soon had people queuing up at their shop. They opened branches in King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth, and a second site on Dereham Road in Norwich. Mike died in 1979, but Ted carried on meeting the challenges facing the ever-changing business with CDs taking over from vinyl. The branches closed, bringing the whole business back to Burr Street, where today they offer customers the latest high-tech equipment, state-of-the-art home systems, integrating lights, Wi-Fi, home cinemas, televisions and much more. And you can sit downstairs to listen to the latest hi-fi systems and go upstairs to the cinema. Elizabeth Gould, Ted's daughter, now looks after the business with Marcus Harbord, who has worked at the shop for 30 years, serving as the general manager, heading a great team who love their work. A number of special events are planned to mark the 50th anniversary year, featuring flagship hi-fi products never seen or heard in Norfolk before, said Marcus, and they'll all be watched over by their very own Go-Go Hare.